I think that passage, that one verse in the lesson, speaks so well to everything else we've got going on. The Lord says to Samuel, "They have not rejected you, but they have rejected me as their king." When we become other-minded, in many ways, we're rejecting our God as our king. And Jesus says that if we are divided, we will fall. So we don't want to be divided. We want to be single-minded, single-hearted. Now, does that mean that he eliminates diversity? No, not at all. Wait a second, you say divided and diversity are the same thing. No, they are not. We can be just as diverse, all of us being just as different as each one of us is, with our interests, with our talents, with our backgrounds, with our passions, but we can all still be united in the same purpose. As a community, we want to, as one, praise God. As a community, as one, we want to be able to be light to the rest of our neighborhood. As a community, as one, we want to move forward in our quest to bring about the kingdom of God, to live in that kingdom of God. As a community, we want to help one another, as different and varied as we are, to together reach that kingdom of God. We don't want to be divided. We don't want to be allowing our house to be plundered. So in our unity, we declare that we want God to be our king. Not only as a community as a whole, but as individuals also. Even in our varied interests and our varied tasks that we have got during the day, we can still be one-minded. So I've got to get up in the morning and get ready for work, and then I got to get to work, and on my way back from work, or maybe during the day, I've got to think about calling the vet or talking to the doctor or talking to my kid. What they're worried about with school, what my wife is worried about with their health, my own health, what projects am I going to get done at home that evening before I have to do those things that I have to do before I go to bed. And don't forget about preparation for whatever I'm going to get done on the weekend, right? And while I'm at the job site, I have to think about what am I doing at this moment and what's going to be next and how can I keep Scott busy and how can I keep Ava busy and how can I please the client and how can I keep in mind their pocketbook and how can I keep in mind the quality of the project and then I've got to think about the weather and the order and whether it's coming in and all that. There could be a lot of things on my mind. But can my mind still be single focused? I say yes. I say that through all of that, and maybe even in spite of all of that, my mind has got to be single focused. My heart has to have one desire. If I am pleasing my client, the whole purpose is to lift that client up and make their life easier. If their life is easier, then they're going to be able to devote themselves more to the tasks of loving and respecting others, of if they have their own relationship with God, being able to honor God, because they no longer have to worry about that broken door or the broken dishwasher or the broken countertop. They no longer have to worry about that deck. And even while I'm doing that individual task, I was telling this to the confirmation group on Tuesday night. Can I be holy while I'm pounding that nail? Is there a holy way of pounding a nail and an unholy way of pounding a nail? I would say, yeah. Not the actual pounding of the nail, but what am I thinking about and what am I doing while I pound that nail? If that nail is not going in very well and I'm busy cursing God and getting frustrated and getting angry and then I yell at somebody else and throw something else, I'm not nailing in a very holy way. On the other end, if that nail goes in smoothly and I just say, "Oh, look at that, I'm such a great nail pounder," versus simply saying, "Thank you, God, that nail went in really well," there's a difference between being a holy nail pounder and an unholy nail pounder. Or if I'm busy pounding that nail and I'm noticing that really attractive person walking down the street and I start lusting about them, I'm not being a very holy nail pounder. Or if I'm pounding that nail and I start getting frustrated with the homeowner and I start grumbling under my breath with the homeowner, I'm not being a very holy nail pounder. Likewise, any tasks that we do, from making donuts, Beth, to playing the organ, Becky, there you go, I'm like, come on, to Dennis, you and Patty trying to figure out your health stuff. I mean, every one of us, whatever we're doing in our day, what is our focus? What is our purpose? What is going on inside of our head and our heart? Can I give glory to God? Can I lift the people around me up? Can I have holy thoughts? When Jesus talks about us being divided, where is Satan present and where is God present? When we think about our whole entire life and scope, has our life constantly been directed toward God? Has our dial always been on the God side of that rheostat, if you will? Will our names be written in the book at the end of time? Will we be able to be with Christ when the clouds like a scroll are rolled away, when the trumpet sounds? Being a holy person and accomplishing holy tasks, as varied as they are and as different as we are, still is our goal. It is still our life's purpose. Our individual mission statement should truly be like that doxology at the end of the Lord's Prayer, to give Him honor, glory, and power forever and ever. That should be everything about my life. The only way that I can accomplish that is with your help, praying for me, encouraging me, challenging me at times. And the only other way that I can do this is through the grace of God. So each of us needs to unite ourselves with God's grace. And each of us needs to receive other people's encouragement and challenge, and we need to give other people encouragement and challenge in a loving and respectful way, so that we can lead a holy life, so we can love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, so that everything every one of us does every minute of every day gives God glory. Oneness of heart, oneness of mind, oneness of strength, oneness of soul. Unified amid our diversity to give God glory in everything and all that we do. Let's pray for one another that we may each receive, meet, and even excel in this call to holiness. Lord our God, we do praise you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. In this moment, we are doing just that. But as we go forth into this world, as we even finish our worship, as we have to meet all the tasks that are laid out before us each and every day, help us to answer your call to holiness. Help us to be your holy people, with you as our King, an undivided heart, mind, soul, and strength, giving you glory. Father, we ask this through your Son, Jesus the Christ, the one who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, diverse persons, forever and ever. Amen. Let's go ahead and join together in our next song, a song requesting, if you will, asking for and praying for this, asking to be closer to our God. It's number 553, Nearer My God to Thee. Number 553.